Saving the world one song at a time. KillRadio.org's Hear Hear with Mark and John. You submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Hear Hear, KillRadio.org. I'm DJ Mark. Thank you so much, DJ Marquis, for that show, 21st Century Activism NewsHour. He looks like he's going out the door now. Sorry, I'm talking about you like you've already gone. Bye. Anyway, welcome to Hear Hear. It's KillRadio.org's All Submission Show. Band submit, we play it. No questions asked. So if a band sends us a CD, they'll at least get one song played. If a band sends us a number of MP3s, I'll at least get one of those played. So that's kind of how our show works. The great thing about the show is we have no judgment. We just get to be supportive. It's very, very easy. My co-DJ, John, had an audition. He will be joining us momentarily. Momentarily could be up to 30 minutes, I'm going to say. So if he's not here by 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, he's in trouble. So good news. I found out I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but I had a job interview. I had a second job interview. I got the job. And then I had to take a drug test, and I passed the drug test, and now I'm just getting a background check from the Department of Justice. So they're looking at everything. They're not going to find anything, praise the Lord. But they're going to find something, they're going to be sadly disappointed, as opposed to happily disappointed, because there's nothing there. I've had an uneventful life in that regard. So let's just go to music because I'm boring myself already. And if I'm boring myself, then I can see that if I look at how many listeners we have, they've all gone away. And they're still there. Thank God. Okay, this is a band we've played before. Local artist called Poetry Trialed. They submitted to us a while back. We're finally getting to them now. We have two tracks from them. One of them is actually, the second track is featuring Julian Alexander, another artist we've played in this show a lot. So I think that's how they found out about us, is through him. So thanks so much for submitting Poetry Trialed, based here in Los Angeles. MySpace page, myspace.com/3DPETRY. So if you were to say that phonetically, it'd be like 3D Petri. 3DPETRY, that's Poetry Trialed's MySpace page. If you need any of this information while I'm at it, while I'm remembering, you can instant message us here at Kill Radio, either by using AOL Instant Messenger. Our handle we use is HearHear2006, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E 2006. Or you can just go to, you can instant message us through killradio.org. That's for the main one for the station, killradio.org without the dot. So without chatting up anymore, let's go to Poetry Trialed. This is a track called One Day, featuring the vocalist Mimi. KillRadio.org's Hear Hear with Mark and John, but only Mark right now.
Some way I'm not good enough for you, so say. I don't know how to love you the one way, but I know that we will be together one day.
Let me take you in my mind frame, see what I envision. I see a future for you and I, just take this time to listen. Did I mention that I want you on a permanent basis? And I'm determined to be deserving of love and embraces. Let me catch my breath, I can't help myself. Sometimes I can't hold back, telling you my secrets. This one is about you, so tell me, can you keep it? I've been hit with Cupid's arrows, gotta close your eyes and see it. I believe in true love, see I can never forget you. I decided this about 5 minutes after I met you. The power you possess with your beauty is so godly. You should let me love you with every single inch of my body. See, sometimes I stare at you just to see if you're watching. And I can't breathe without you because I think you're my oxygen. Stopping when you told me, I don't think you refuse. Trying to win over your heart, and I've got nothing to lose.
I need to get you to love me some way. I'm not good enough for you, so say. I don't know how to love you the one way, but I know that we will be together one day.
You are the epitome epitome of perfection. I'm giving you my affections. Your poetry, my favorite imagery of expression. The ever-present fluorescent lesson in your eyes is the direction in which I'm heading to arrive. So run away with me, we can journey our emotions. Before or after school, my schedule is always open. Knowing that you're well worth the struggle, I'd do anything for you to prove to you that I love you. You're perfect and worth it. Temporary or permanent, how long we stay together, we just let our love determine it. Describe the man you want, detailed and exact. Not a chameleon, but I will try to adapt. When I'm with other girls, I always get right as block. But baby, when I'm with you, see the writing never stops. Imagine the worst emotion, the opposite is how I feel. When I look at you, girl, see, I know that God is real.
I need to get you to love me some way. I'm not good enough for you, so say. I don't know how to love you the one way, but I know that we will be together one day.
My heart is healing, yeah, my medicine and remedy. And when we are apart, I survive off of your memory. It feels too good to be a bad habit. Make me lost for my breath, as if I was asthmatic. Though it pains me at times, I keep going back at it. You and I could put both of us in the mathematics. Like me plus you makes two reasons to live. Subtract the views of the world, we remember what love is. Defied by the pain of past relationships and illusions. It's time to use distribution. Me times you and the pain in your eyes. Attract me from both sides, we leave it all behind. And now that we're on the other side of the equation, negativity isn't in the situation. If faithful and honest, I promise that's my resolution. You won't have to use the property of substitution.
I need to get you to love me some way. I'm not good enough for you, so say. I don't know how to love you the one way, but I know that we will be together one day. I need to get you to love me some way. I'm not good enough for you, so say. I don't know how to love you the one way, but I know that we will be together one day.
Let's get it going. I've written a new poem and it's time for me to share it. It's time for you to hear it. I bomb to boost the spirit. If you want it, you can get it. Listen to the lyrics. Nod your head if you can feel it. It's a new experience. I manipulate rhythmic patterns. The unlimited, the images are given by poetry, child of lyricists. People are suspicious of the way that I spit it, but you can forget it. See, I'm living life like there is no option in you. Wasting time like you got infinite watches. All that stressing that you're doing could result in a coffin. That would not be poetry, cause I consult with my conscience. I'm enjoying my youth. I'm copacetic most often. No, that's the optimism for you if you are not a trophy. My spirit is luminescent, but I'm dark like coffee. If you want the repercussions, I suggest you get off. Cause if you want it, you can get it. Just be ready to accept it. And for the record, yeah, everything is copacetic. Life will try to get you down, make you feel less energetic. Only if you let it. Yeah, everything is copacetic. If you want it, you can get it. Just be ready to accept it. And for the record, yeah, everything is copacetic. Life will try to get you down, make you feel less energetic. Only if you let it. Yeah, everything is copacetic. The first verse was the intro. The second is the hypnotize. You know, room for surprise. And see, life is a game, and I'm playing it well. See, I created my own heaven. Now it's time for me to raise the hell. Negativity sells. So I kick it with electrons, change the mood a bit, and then the haters get stepped on. I'm exterminating the vermin and burning with my own version of urbanization for recreational purposes. Trying to be a luminary, like the path of my destiny. My energy is used up, but you can have the rest of me. Whatever it takes for you to see the greener grass. When you get to the fence, you better try to reach it fast. My responsibility is to conquer the enemy. The positive energy is slowly flowing into me. The opposition willingly is on the losing side, and they're stupid. But unlike you, they're used to losing their pride. Cause if you want it, you can get it. Just be ready to accept it. And for the record,
Yeah, everything is copacetic. Life will try to get you down, make you feel less energetic, only if you let it. Yeah, everything is copacetic. If you want it, you can get it. Just be ready to accept it. For the record, yeah, everything is copacetic. Life will try to get you down, make you feel less energetic, only if you let it. Yeah, everything is copacetic.
Medicine penetrating, we're ridding them, killing them. Yeah, that's how I be with my pen and my rhymes. I'm ridding them, cleaning them, lighting the flame, arson judgment when I'm willing them. Belittle them, bitches thinking they're bigger, but I dwindle them. Too many flows, said it is straight to a method. Yeah, I got your knees shaking like a diabetic. I said it, if I correct it, then you won't receive a chronic anesthesia. The medicine is not copacetic. Whatever is useless, I got a substitute. Teaching them Confucius like I was an institute. Ingesting abuses, you seem to be minute. Read the label stupid, it would help you if you didn't knew. I'm like a spark lighting the flame with my name burning. A sly electric impulse into a sick insult. A government's a root vote, a sentimental love note. Describe the description of what I just wrote.
Cause if
no
you
joke.
Want it, you can get it. Just be ready to accept it. And for the record, yeah, everything is focused.
Curator.org, here, with me, Mark Sans John. Oh, is that the door? Nope. No, I'm just hearing things. I'm going crazy without him here. All right, so that was Poetry Trial. Thank you so much for submitting. That last track, Copacetic, featured Julian Alexander, who's submitted this show quite a bit. We've played everything he's ever sent us. I like his music a lot. Again, myspace.com/3DPetri. 3D is in Donald, P is in Paul, E is in Edward, T is in Tom, R, Y. And again, if you'd like, if you didn't catch that, and I'm not going to repeat it 27,000 times to make sure you do, you can instant message us here at the station either by either through AOL Instant Messenger, either through killradio.org, all one word without the dot, killradio.org, or here, 2006, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E, 2006. So, boring weekend, nothing to report. I have been drinking a lot of beer lately, and I am just hitting a wall with it. I don't want to drink ever again, which is always, you know, the most probably repeated lie that most of us make in this modern world, especially after a really bad hangover, like, I'm never going to drink again. And then it always doesn't end up holding for most people. I don't know anyone who's ever said that and then stopped truly drinking. So, but I feel like I'm going to just hold back for a while. I'm just looking forward to getting started on this new job. I've been in between jobs since April. I can't believe it's been that long. It feels like it's only been like a month or two. But mid-April, that's 4 months. That's just bizarre. I'm really surprised by that. So I'm going to further bore you by telling you some other things. Actually, I'm not. Let's go to music. This is a band called Voxen. So this show is so no fun to do without having a co-host, and specifically John, because John and I, just from the beginning, we've had so much fun doing this show, playing so much interesting music from all over the world, like this band Voxen from Shrewsbury, UK. And we just get along great from the beginning. We listen to each other, and we talk, and it moves forward, and gosh, by yourself, you know, I'm just, it's just not enough. Just not flowing. So this is a song by Voxen called Told Ya. Again, they're out of Shrewsbury, UK. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Voxen, V-O-X-A-N. And they sound just like this.
I won't go on all day. nerves close to the bone, calling you on the telephone. And I can't believe that you're not here with me. And I died alone a long time ago.
Am I here? Yeah, there I am.
What do you think of that?
Does that make me mic three?
I don't know.
Check. I'm on mic three.
Does that make me mic one?
That makes you mic one. You sound good. I sound horrible.
Yeah, what else is new?
Well, welcome, John.
Thank
How'd your audition
you.
Go? What was? Can you tell us what it was for?
Stupid. It was for a gum company.
Did you say gun company?
Gum. Gum. I had to stand there and chew and act like it tasted good.
Great.
Basically.
It was pretty funny.
Like, I'm standing in an elevator and this guy comes up. He sees them chewing gum and he goes, minty, fresh. And so I offer him a piece of gum. I say, you know, take one. And he goes, can I have two? I kind of nod and say, you know, okay. He takes two pieces of gum, takes another pack of gum out of his pocket, and then takes one of the pieces and replaces a missing piece. So that he has his full pack again, and then takes the second piece and chews it, and then I just take a step to the side,
away,
like
you're kind
creepy
of
creepy elevator guy, yeah,
with gum,
yeah.
Sounds really dumb.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll sell lots of gum.
Well, with you,
yeah. So that's the
more importantly.
So anyway, sorry I'm late, and thanks for holding down the fort.
Yep, boy, this show is no fun to do by yourself. Let me tell you. It's the oddest thing. You know, we're both two talented guys. We've got a lot going for us. We both got winning personalities. Doing this show by ourselves sucks.
Dude, and especially lonely today in this ginormous studio.
Double the square footage of our office?
It's insane. For those of you just tuning in, we spent all day Friday gutting this place and reorganizing it. And taking out all the bad vibes.
I think we started off with throwing out around 15 bags of trash.
15 bags of garbage. Two pickup truck loads full of broken computer equipment. Literally.
There was this weird faction in Kill Radio that were hoarders. They were like old people saving newspapers that were stacking up into the ceiling kind of stuff.
And this place was a series of tunnels. Around old newspapers.
And you know what? You got so used to it because it was kind of like the fire being turned up on the frog in the pot of boiling water slowly kind of thing. So you didn't quite notice that it was slowly getting worse. But all of a sudden, what happened is a couple weeks ago, we had a band in. What was that band that was here? That guy, that great talkative guy, beautiful eyes, probably didn't notice.
sat here. He was on guitar. Oh, you met him in
Stuart Mann.
You met him in
in
Austin.
His eyes, Mark.
His beautiful eyes. Anyway, it was when he and his buddies came by, and I think we all looked at the studio through their eyes because they had a look of horror on their face.
Like, what the fuck did we?
I am not sitting
in?
Down there. So that made us wake up and go, let's take care of this because it's out of control.
Out of control.
So pretty impressive. We got way much more done than we thought we would. At least I did. I did not think we would get to a place where it felt truly finished.
I actually knew we would get this amount of work done.
Wow. And we were sent out to the farthest reaches, you know, the farthest goodwill away out in Atwater Village part of L.A.,
and every goodwill we went to, oh, we can't take this. You have to go to this location. Oh, we can't take this. You have to go to that location. Oh, well.
Even when we went to the right location, they said, no, you got to go to another part of this location.
Yeah. And then even in that location, there was another part of that other part of the location.
But there was that one guy, Jermaine, I think his name
Jermaine,
was.
Jermaine, who's the bomb diggity bomb.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I want to go visit that guy.
Just say hi.
Just find some trash. I think we still have some trash I can take to that guy's. We still got one more old computer. We took out a dozen computer towers, 7 monitors. And this, you know, this is a studio. It's a small space. Well, listen, we should get to music. I'm a little behind, so I'm going to throw some music on. Also, we're going to have a call in a few minutes from a special celebrity guest. She was going to co-host with us today, but she's in Detroit at the moment promoting a big show.
Great.
Her name is Metal Sanaz, and she's a MySpace celebrity and heavy metal promoter. So she's going to give us a call in just a few minutes. We're going to play some music for you first. This is a band called The Western Civilization. It comes to us from a label called Meerkat Empire, which... it sent us a bunch of stuff recently, and this is one of the things they sent us, so play a few tracks from that, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you. inside your head. You'll be running for a place you say that you have never been. You had your perfect life, but now it's gone. You fell in love with all the lies inside your cancer-ridden heart. And I fell for every word, yeah, every single thing you said. But our clumsy hands couldn't hold the weight of all these little things. Change your point of view, and it changed your demeanor. Now you're drinking every day, cause you say life is too hard. And you wanna spill your guts, but no one knows you anymore. Locked inside my heart, can't keep you trapped inside a cage. Well, I should've changed that fucking lock and ripped my heart up off your sleeve. If I'd have known for just one second that you'd be back to bother me.
Go now, go, watch out that line. Cause I can't love you and you can't stomach me mine. This isn't something that just happened overnight.
All right, that was The Western Civilization, which came to us from Mia Cat Empire out of Houston, Texas. Check out myspace.com/The Western Civilization. That was cool.
Oh, thanks for putting my mic up.
Sorry about
God.
That, Mark. So,
I wanted to see how long that was going to go on.
So we're joined by Metal Sanaz of MySpace fame.
Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear Mark okay?
Can Probably. You hear me at all?
Mm. Not that well.
You're not missing anything. It's fine.
Thank you so much.
So you're doing us a favor.
Just kidding.
Calling us all the way from Detroit right now. What took you out of L.A.?
Actually, I'm going to be covering Project Revolution that MySpace is promoting right now. It's going to be a live event this Wednesday. It's supposed to be the biggest show that MySpace is going to be doing, and I'm one of the hosts. So I'm pretty excited about being here. I just decided to come here a little earlier so I can, you know, settle in and not be exhausted for the day.
Nice.
Got here.
So tell me, like, how did you get involved in being, I guess the term is now a MySpace celebrity? How did you become so well known through MySpace?
I don't know. I started like everybody else did, but you know, since I love metal bands and all that kind of stuff, I just started, you know, promoting the bands and stuff, and all of a sudden it just got bigger and bigger, and it took a life of its own, so it was pretty good. So I don't know, I didn't really do anything, so.
But you sort of discovered one day that, you know, you would say, hey, everyone go to this metal show, and then people would show up.
Well, yeah, I was pretty much doing the same thing, and then I got discovered, if you want to say, from Hollywood Music TV. It's an internet television thing, but it's all music. So they hit me up on MySpace, and they asked me to be one of their VJs. And, I started working with them about 3 years ago, and then which was pretty early on into, you know, the whole MySpace thing, because it's been only around, like, 3.5 years or so.
Right.
So I started working with them pretty fast, and then after a while of working with them, this management company came in, so I had to stop working with Hollywood Music and kind of started doing my own thing. So at this point, I'm just doing my own thing. You know, I have my own camera crew, my own editors, my own help, and stuff like that. Nobody's getting paid, but... people seem to be doing, which I think that's the only thing that matters. So it's going pretty well. And then now MySpace asked me to come and, you know, cover this show. So hopefully it'll get better.
Yeah, so it's a labor of love for now, and then
yeah,
just builds
exactly.
From there. So tell me a little bit more about this show and any upcoming shows that you have after that.
Well, this coming show, it's Project Revolution with Linkin Park and My Chemical Romance, and it's a pretty huge concert that they're putting on. Right after I'm done with this on Wednesday, I'm flying back to LA, and if anybody's in San Diego area, I'm going to be at Brick by Brick on Thursday night with Riggs from Scum of the Earth, Rob Zombie's ex-guitar player. I'm going to be hosting a show there with him. And then Friday, I'm going to be in downtown L.A. I'm putting on my very own first show ever, so that's going to be a big deal. That's probably what I'm looking forward to.
So this is a show that you planned yourself and organized yourself?
Yeah, this is my first show. The venue is really cool. It's pretty new. It fits about 1,200 people.
Where is it?
Bigger than, yeah, it's in downtown on Grand Avenue and Olympic. So it's pretty close to where you guys are at. You should come.
Sounds great. What's it called?
Crash Mansion.
Crash Mansion. So
yeah, actually, there's a Crash Mansion that's famous, and that's in New York. This one is a new one. It's the same owners, and it's Crash Mansion, L.A. If somebody wants to look it up online, they have to put the L.A. in there. Otherwise, they'll get the New York one.
Cool.
So
do you have like a team of professionals working around the clock on your MySpace page, keeping it updated with all of your latest?
I wouldn't quite call it that, but I wish. No, I have a few street team kids that are helping me a lot. On the street team page, not actually on the big page. On the main page that I have that everybody knows about, it's pretty much just me and my partner, KT, and one of my street teams who's been doing a lot of stuff for me. His name is Homer. So it's just the three of us, you know. But for the most part, they just go in and help me approve friends, because I can't do it by myself, but the rest of the stuff, I take care of it myself. Like, you know, all the bulletins come from me, or reading the mail if I get a chance, things like that. I mean, it's not, there's no people sitting back there, you know, answering in my name.
Right. Well, that's good. So it's worth it as long as it's still fun for you.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit overwhelmed, but, you know, sometimes people don't have patience and they get pissed off at me and they're like, you know, you don't write us back, you don't do this. I'm like, well, you know, seriously, I can't. I wish I could, but like, if I want to do that, then I need to quit what I'm doing and just sit there and just answer emails like 24/7. And that's not going to work.
Yeah, I think we're in this weird like infancy in MySpace etiquette. Like, it's somewhere in between email and a conversation. I think people don't really know what's appropriate and what, you know, how to communicate with people. And then they make assumptions, oh, like, you know, that you're my friend and you should be responding immediately, and that you just, they probably get an image, you know, of someone just sitting waiting for MySpace messages to show up, like you're not doing anything else, you know?
Yeah, I know. I totally understand. And I blame that actually on people who try to write emails, but they don't, you know, they write and all they got to say in the mail is yo or what's up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's only so many of those I can go through and delete. So what I did after getting so many of that, just was taking up so much of my time. I mean, out of every 30, 40 emails, one maybe, you know, actual email and somebody has something to say.
Right.
So after seeing it going that way, I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to turn off my email because, you know, just deleting those takes most of my time. So I try to do, you know, I try to keep in touch with everyone who actually do care through someone like you, you know, like you guys or, you know, other radio stations, or sometimes I go on live shows, and that way, you know, people can come in and, you know, chat and ask questions, and then, mm-hmm. you know, I'm right there, I can answer them. But through emails, it ain't working.
Well, yeah, it's good, a forum like this where you can communicate with a bunch of people at the same time.
Yeah.
So we just want to wish you best of luck with your upcoming shows, and I know you're working really hard, and we'll try to come out and see you in L.A. That was this Friday?
Yes, this Friday on the 24th. All of the information is actually all over my MySpace page right now, which is myspace.com/metalphonauts. So, yeah, check it out. The address is there. It's going to be a great show, so I would love to see you guys there. Actually, meet face-to-face. That would be cool.
Awesome. Cool. Oh, Mark, I'm going to give you the phone here so you can say hello and goodbye.
Hi, nice meeting you for 5 seconds.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I couldn't hear you. You were like, oh.
That's the problem with our phone system, us being here, a non-commercial, non-profit internet radio station. There is a way to do it where it comes out our board, but we haven't figured it out yet, where it doesn't feed back and kill everyone's ears. So we don't want to torture anyone today more than normal. So we're going to be gentle with each other.
Aww,
but have fun in Detroit. I bet you it's really humid out there today, right?
Well, actually, it's raining and it's really, really cold. So
that's called extra humid.
It's
humid
terrible.
To the point of rain.
It's bad. I have my feet are sticking in the heater right now. I just got to my hotel, so I'm
ew.
Like,
thanks really so cool. much for sharing that.
Well, you know, I have to. It's not easy. Everybody thinks, you know, well, you know, you do this, you meet all these bands, you must have a really easy, cool job, but
no. No.
Yeah, I don't.
It's with any of this stuff, there's glamour to it, and then there's all the crazy, unglamorous stuff that is so mundane. And
yeah, which yeah. is like 90% of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cool part is what people get to see. So
yeah, exactly.
The rest of it is the pain in the ass that you, know,
yeah.
you gotta take care of.
Well, I would like to really see you at this new event place downtown, because I'm a big fan of downtown. That's where I party out down a lot, so hopefully I'll be able
have
to.
Have you been there?
No, I have not at all. I only go to the really trashy places downtown.
You're going to love this place. You're going to really love it. It's a beautiful place. It's really, really big. It has
cool.
four bars, and the stage is like maybe 5 times bigger than the Key Club. And
wow.
It's gonna be a really good show. So.
And the locale is called the Crash Mansions? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Did I hear that right?
Crash Mansion, yeah.
Got
Crash
it.
Mansion.
And it's on Grand, you said?
Grand and Olympic.
Grand and Olympic. Oh, okay, so it's down kind of South Park area. Okay, cool.
Right there.
Cool,
so
cool, cool.
Be really cool. Get your butt down there.
I shall. Thanks for joining us today. Let me get you back to John.
All right.
Thanks, Sadaz. Get your rest, okay?
I will. I'm going to go right under the seat and start answering emails right now.
All right, take care. I'll send you a really long, convoluted MySpace message when we get a chance.
No, just say yo.
Awesome.
Or I'll just say yo.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
She's sweet.
Super cool.
I never thought heavy metal chicks could be so sweet.
Well, that was great. That was really nice of her to call in and spend some time with us. And we'll have to go check out her show, Metal Sanaz, MetalSanaz, MySpace.com/what I just said. Mm-hmm. And she's got a couple of shows coming up. And it's got to be a crazy job, like sort of being a metal promoter, you know, and like keeping your party attitude
right at all times,
and at the same time doing all this business stuff, you know,
right.
answering emails and traveling and stuff like that.
Yep.
Exhausting. And I think about how exhausted we get just from doing this completely imaginary show.
Yeah, just looking at you is exhausting. My eyes can't take it sometimes.
I'm going to take that like
That's a compliment.
Yeah, I know you didn't mean it that way, but
no,
I'll take
I
it that way.
I wanted to not sound like one, but I did mean it that way.
It's hard for you not to compliment me.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So you're listening to Here. It's Co-Radio Submission Show. Nothing more metal than DIY.
Yeah, she needs to send us some bands.
Yeah, we should get have her send us some of her favorite metal bands to play on the show.
Right.
I was actually surprised when we started doing the show. I was sure that all we would get was metal. I thought we'd get a lot of metal and thrash and stuff.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of indie rock and other things, and it's great.
And a lot of hip hop.
Yeah, you get hip hop. I never get hip hop.
I know. Well, I'm turning into the metal Sinaz of the hip hop world. You know,
exactly.
I'm so that.
And I'm the metal Sinaz of the singer songwriter.
God, could you imagine me promoting hip hop? They'd be like, "What the hell?"
That would be crazy.
Get that cracker off the stage.
No, I think you should promote synth pop.
That would make sense.
It'd make a little more sense.
Yeah, probably get a date out of it at least.
Awesome.
So, anything exciting this weekend? Both of us did not go to Sunset Junction.
You know what? Screw Sunset Junction. I'm so tired of hearing about Sunset Junction.
I was not into it this
year.
Big
deal. So they put a bunch of, you know, sausage stands and henna tattoo.
You know what? That is an unfair assessment.
On Sunset Boulevard. They shut down the street, they throw on a bunch of bands, and they charge some ridiculous fee, which goes to the pocket of what? Who? When? Why? Who? What do people get out of Sunset Junction?
Well, if you're going to come with that attitude, then there's no answer I'm going to give that's going to satisfy it at all. So
that's right.
We should go to music.
Fine. See, you know I'm right.
Do you want to go again since I'm ahead, or do you want me to go?
Well, actually, I only brought in 4 CDs today, so I'm probably right where
then
I should
I'll go.
Be.
Yeah. Okay. This is a band that I actually met down at Lost Souls Cafe around a month ago. They're called Trio Formaggio. They had a really great sound, and I got introduced to them, I think, by Blackbird down there. Whenever I'm down there and a band shows up, he's all, "Oh, you got to meet Mark." And then there's an exchange. So it's like instant us forcing each other upon each other, so it's kind of funny. But we're going to play 2 tracks, and then this first one is called Dance Floor Virus. Again, the band is Trio Formaggio. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Trio Formaggio. If you would like to get any of this information that we're sharing with you today, if you've missed it or we said it too quickly, you don't know how to spell Trio or Formaggio, welcome to the world. But you
that
can
doesn't mean three cheese, does it? No, that's fromage, isn't it?
No, that's right. Formaggio, yeah. Doesn't it?
Formaggio
would be French. No, that's Trio Formaggio. That's probably Italian.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Anyway, John, thank you so much. If you have any questions like that, like John has, if John had that question...
You can instant message us.
You can instant message us, which is what I was trying to get to. You can instant message us through AOL Instant Messenger, Hear 2006, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E 2006, or killradio.org. That's our website address without the dot, killradio.org. All right? This is what they sound like. Trio Formaggio, this first track is Dance Floor Virus on Hear, killradio.org.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back. Trio Formaggio. That, oh, dear. Disc jockey here. Sorry. That last track was called Ichi Killed Me. Before that, we heard Dance Floor Virus. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/trioformaggio. They're based here in Los Angeles. I'm glad I ran into the guys. They're really fun live, too. You can see they can just jam and go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's trippy shit, man.
Totally.
I dig it. Where are they from?
You don't listen when I talk.
No,
you
know I was reading something.
I'm standing. You've been doing this standing during the show thing, and I'm like, why?
I'm just more comfortable because I'm doing things. I'm moving around, and you know, the swivel chair gets stuck on stuff and
sticks to
garbage
your ass.
on the carpet.
It is too hot to sit down.
Exactly. But now that you're standing, I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit down.
So what's this band you got? They sent you a cute little button or something?
Yeah. It's called Slow Burning Car. Sent to us by our friends at Tall Man PR, who sent us some other things in the past.
Yep.
And good people. Good people, that Brett. And yeah. So Slow Burning Car, myspace.com/slowburningcar. This is a local band, L.A. rock band. They're touring right now. So if you're in the Minneapolis area, you can go see them on the 23rd at the Varsity Theater and the 24th at Ground Zero in Minnesota, where I guess it's probably not as hot as it is right here. Hey, man, speaking of the weather,
yes.
How about that storm that's clobbering Jamaica and headed towards Cancun? You haven't seen it? You haven't been watching the news?
I read a little bit. Which one is that?
Like, I don't usually get excited about the weather, but they keep showing this animation of the storm, and
uh-huh.
It's the size. It's like three times the size of Cuba, and it just they just show this big red, like fireball from hell, like spinning west,
uh-huh.
Like going right over Jamaica, and then headed straight for Cancun. I mean, if this was happening like around spring break, there'd be all this like topless, bi-curious girls being swept right off their feet.
Man, that'd be an awesome Girls Gone Wild video.
Girls Gone Wild, Hurricane Edition. 160-mile-an-hour winds. Woohoo! Oh my god, my blouse! No, I shouldn't make light of it, though. It's actually pretty serious shit. I mean, like, they keep coming back to it. Unless it's a slow news day. I don't know. But
no,
they were talking about it a lot today.
This is what I've been... There's a trend in the news this weekend. It's all about hurricanes and trap miners.
Oh, well, yeah.
Utah and China. So it's like hurricanes and miners, man.
Never any good news.
Not a fan of being a miner or getting involved in any hurricane.
Yeah. But at least they're not talking about the war. I mean, so I guess that must all be done with, right?
I think we won.
Yay!
Yay again! I wonder what happened to that mission accomplished sign. Wasn't there an actual banner that was on a boat?
Sure. It was May 5th, I believe. No, not May 5th. May 3rd, 2003.
And it was a sign. It wasn't painted on the boat. It was a sign hanging from
that
boat,
it was a banner.
Right?
Somebody has that banner.
Man.
Somewhere.
I wonder where it is.
It's interesting.
That's an important
piece.
They
should have
it bronzed. That should be in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Also, where's Bush's outfit that he wore when he got off his military outfit?
His costume? His flight suit?
His Halloween costume? That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for him.
Well, now you sound like the Dixie Chicks.
No, I don't. Because I don't sing. And I'm not a girl. But I'm embarrassed for him that he put that outfit on, got out of a helicopter.
I guess you just love terrorism, Mark. That's all I can tell you.
I do, and I hate America.
You obviously hate America.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be gay if you didn't hate America.
You know what? Shut up.
Well, if you loved America, you would stop being gay, obviously.
No.
You would stop...
No.
I'm sorry, but that's, you know, it's in the Constitution.
Really? It isn't in the Constitution, actually.
It's the...
Not yet. I think people are working on it, but it's not in the Constitution yet.
It's the 48th Amendment.
48th footnote to the Constitution.
It says that this is a country of white Christian males...
Yeah.
Who are very straight.
Who very straight and who hate women.
Yeah.
This is what I love about the whole anti-gay movement, though, now. If you're just, like, vehemently anti-gay, you're obviously a closet case. Do
you think that's always true? I mean, you hear that a lot, and it makes sense, but do you think that's really true?
I only think that now, based on what's been happening, like, with the Reverend Ted Haggard guy, and all these people who are just notoriously anti-gay in Congress. I mean, vehemently. And then they got, you know, then they're getting caught propositioning cops. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, it's just, I mean, it makes sense psychologically, because if it's something is so hated in our society, you find yourself to be that way. You would cover it up so much. You would be the, you know, you'd be the biggest flag bearer, flag waver for that.
It's somehow, somehow you would scare it out of you.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why so many people go into the seminary. You know, they're trying to scare out their own feelings of homosexuality, and then at such a young age, you know, when they're not even sexually mature, so that part of themselves, their sexual psychological self, is totally stunted, retarded, if you will. And then, of course, it's going to come out in a fucked up way like that. It has been for centuries. And I just saw the documentary "Delivers from Evil," so it's really on my mind right now.
Yeah.
And you know, this new job I'm more than likely going to get is a division of Catholic Charities.
Interesting.
So it's made me think about all this stuff a lot. And it's funny, even though this organization, we're not under the thumb of the Archdiocese, even though we are an offshoot of one of their nonprofit groups. The one thing I've been told 3 times now, and I believe I've been told by those people who don't share these same ideals, but they've passed it down the line, that I cannot say anything about abortion or anything about birth control.
Wow.
Which is just like baffling to me.
Is that going to be a challenge for you? Because you talk about abortion and birth control
all the time. I mean, on this show, I just love talking about abortion.
Well, we were going to call the show. Remember, we were going to call the show the abortion birth control.
Yeah. I love talking about the 3 abortions I've had.
Yeah.
The failed ones.
Still, we settled on here, but it was after a big fight.
Yeah,
and
it was
an abortion.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a big fan of it.
It's great.
Not partial birth, though.
That's my favorite kind.
Really?
Please.
Yeah, when I first heard about it, I was really into it. Now I'm not into it anymore. I'm into the band Partial Birth Abortion, PBA.
The what?
The band.
The band? Is there? That's a band?
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
You would think there would be. I mean, today I saw
this
kid. It's
a horrible name for a band.
I'm walking in MacArthur Park, and I see this kid wearing a shirt. Must be some death metal band that was called Cannibal Corpse.
That's a band. Yeah.
I know. I saw the shirt. It was funny.
It's good music.
Okay, please.
Slow burning car.
They got a cool logo. That.
Yeah, it's a picture of a car. It's burning slowly.
That's a weird car.
MySpace.com/slowburningcar. It's actually a really cool artwork on the back too.
Yeah.
So yeah, check them out. And here's some music for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Of ice, warm on your passage. fi fo fum.
Here.
That was Slow Burning Car, myspace.com/slowburningcar. And again, they're a Los Angeles act, so you can see them locally when they get back from the tour. Right now, they're in Minneapolis. Thank you, Tall Man PR, for sending us their music.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And thank you, Mark, for running down the street and getting me the biggest fucking coffee I've ever seen in my life.
You said that? That's always the size I get.
It's huge, man. Seriously, that's like I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's, you know, it's
you know, when you're a big guy like me, you always just get big things. You know, you just automatically.
What are you drinking there?
I always get this Monster Energy drink. It's the blue one. It's low carb, but I don't get it because it's low carb. I get it because I like the flavor.
I don't know about those energy drinks. I mean, I know I'm drinking coffee.
I don't care whether you know or not.
Doesn't it bother you that it glows in the dark?
Doesn't glow in the dark.
Doesn't it bother you that you can run a lawnmower off of that stuff?
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. I want to try that when I get home.
Yeah. We can mow the lawn in here. You know what? That's what the studio needs.
Needs shredded carpet.
Grass.
Oh, grass would be rad.
I went to a party once at a club that had just opened.
Yeah.
And what they had done was actually put grass down, like sod.
Right.
the big tiles of grass. It was pretty crazy.
I went to a play that did that. This huge play where you sat in different parts of the theater, and certain parts were like this grassy knoll kind of area. They had to water the theater before the show, you know, every day.
Dude, we should get some plants in here.
Totally.
I mean, they would die.
We also need a microwave. So now we're thinking.
We do have a fridge.
We need a microwave and we need a water, like a Arrowhead dispenser.
Dude, if we had a microwave in here, I would never, I really wouldn't have to go
home
at all.
The only bummer is it wouldn't be easy to clean because we'd have to clean in the bathroom, which is kind of weird.
Well,
we don't have a sink.
And yeah, and there's all these other things.
By the way.
But we could make popcorn when we're doing the show, which would be awesome.
Yeah. By the way, this is great radio.
I think it's fascinating.
This is the magic of radio right now.
You know what I love about this
show? But this is what happens, though. You make space for opportunities.
Exactly.
You clear out the clutter for something new to come in.
You know how bad this show is?
This show's pretty bad today.
It's so bad.
Today it's especially bad.
We started out talking about this awesome band, Slow Burning Car, and then we got into a discussion about partial birth abortion.
No, Bartha, was that?
And then we played their music.
Oh, that's right. Well, they're called Slow Burning Car.
But we get to do that because this is killradio.org. We can do whatever the flaming fuck we want.
And that's why we have 20 listeners.
20,000?
Well, today, a little low.
Yeah, exactly.
I should refresh it and see how many have left us after we talked about...
Don't refresh it. You might crash the system.
Probably more people were bored by our microwave conversation than they were in any way bothered by our partial birth abortion conversation.
None more than me.
Really?
No, not really.
Are you wearing a Rayon shirt and I see the CD right there?
Well, Rayon is a band that's been played here before, yeah.
Did they give you that shirt?
Uh-huh, yeah. They were on Is Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Oh, maybe you can clear some of this up for me.
Of course I can.
Starsky and I went costume shopping because, you know, we do the leisure suite thing and Starsky always dresses up in the afro and the leisure suit and, you know, he's got the 70s down. So we thought, you know what, just for shits and giggles, I should do an 80s thing and we'll both come up, you know. And I cannot tell the difference between 80s and gay. I really tried.
Why are you such a homophobe?
It's not a homophobe thing. I went to the costume shop and I asked the guy, you know, 80s. You know, what could I do for 80s? And he said, well, you could wear eyeliner, you could wear blush, you could wear a sleeveless shirt.
But
you could color your hair.
None of the things would have been answered. The sleeveless shirt, maybe, but I wouldn't have thought of that in order to dress 80s. I would have went skinny tie, you know.
Ooh, skinny tie, that was a good one.
Yeah, duh. You could have went the whole Kraftwerk thing. Black pants, red shirt, skinny tie, you know, the Man Machine album cover.
Mm-hmm,
you know that. I mean, that's simple. That's very easy.
I don't have black pants. Oh, I do have black pants. Would they have to be leather?
No. Rick Ocasek, before the cars turned pop, they were total skinny tie kind of 80s, early 80s stuff.
See, the problem I have is
The problem is you didn't do any research on your own. You asked some dumb shit.
Who owns a costume store?
Well,
I mean, the problem I have is that if you dress 70s, it's wacky and it's zany, but it's still kind of cool. 80s isn't, you know, the style of dress isn't cool. I mean, I think there's great 80s music, but the style, was the last time, oh wow, that guy's dressed so 80s, that's really hip. You never hear that.
I hear that. I see it all the time. I see all these high schoolers. They're dressing just exactly how I dressed when I was in high school. And it's a trip.
With a sport coat with the sleeves rolled up and...
Well, this is the thing. We look at 80s and we only look at one thing. There's a couple different styles. You could go the whole Miami Vice thing. You could also go the whole simple, you know, Lacoste or Izod shirt in pink and white pants.
I don't do pink polos.
Well, whatever. Do it in mint blue then. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, pastels were in, huh?
Yeah, which I don't like for myself.
And pastels are kind of gay.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe.
To a homophobe, yeah, they're gay.
Okay.
Yeah, to someone who's not in touch with their own heterosexuality.
I must be more homophobic than I thought.
Yeah. And I'm, as this conversation...
You've always been an anti-Semite, so don't even start.
As this conversation goes on, I'm becoming more and more of one. It's very interesting.
No, I know that. I know that.
I cannot wait to get home and burn a cross on your lawn. Oh, wait, you don't have a lawn anymore. Shit.
I don't have a lawn. I don't.
I'm going to burn a cross in your swimming pool.
Awesome. I would like to see that. I would. I love your screensaver, by the way.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Not that the people listening can appreciate it, but it's cool. It's like ants racing. Let's go to music.
Please.
Save us from
ourselves. Well, it looks like we're actually going to be able to import this CD. You know, one of the new things that we've been doing is all these bands who've been submitting music, we've been digitizing them into our music library, and it's been a slow process because we have in this year and a half, I guess it's been, right, of doing the show. It's been about a year and a half, right?
Yeah. March of 2006.
In September, it'll be a year and a half.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of music to import, and so I've been slowly doing it during the show. And this CD, man, I don't know. It's taxing the computer. I don't know if it's because it's a homemade one, but...
By the way, we're going to be moving soon, schedule-wise.
Yeah, I thought we should answer that.
For those loyal listeners. You know, we've been doing Monday afternoons since we started. We started doing 12 to 2, and then it was 2 to 4. And
2 to 4.
And we're going to move to Wednesdays 9 to 11.
Which really sucks for all our European listeners.
It sucks for me.
It sucks for
more
me.
More than it sucks for anybody else.
It sucks for me
no,
more.
No, I guess it sucks for you more.
Because, I mean, you live close by. I don't. I'm going to take a train ride home, and I won't be home until midnight.
This and is you'll so get bad. Home alone.
What's no, my cat's there.
Kidding. But yeah, 9 to 11. But we do it for the love. We do it for you.
And I'm going to say this. We won't be at that time for long. Hopefully we'll get the 7 to 9 spot. One of these 7 to 9 spots will open up.
Yeah, you think so?
Even if I have to join it a little bit late every time, just because of my work schedule. But, you know...
I won't miss any shows for auditions, that's for sure.
It'll be interesting to see if it changes our listeners, how many listeners we get. But let's go to music. This is an artist who has submitted to us a gazillion times the same song.
Fantastic.
And he's submitting a different song this time.
When
he remastered it, he resent it again. But this is a band called our artist by the name of Dixie Lizard. He's out of Dothan, Alabama.
You didn't bring me any sweetener, did you? My coffee.
You can go get it. This is a track called Hawk. His MySpace page is myspace.com/DixieLizard.
You bastard.
You didn't. Did you request sweetener?
No.
Thank you. Let's go to music. Dixie Lizard, Hawk.
It's hot out.
Dothan, Alabama, myspace.com/DixieLizard. Here it goes.
Here.
Yeah.
KRadio.org.
Here, here. KRadio.org.
Where we love music and music loves us. That was Lowlander out of Weirton, Virginia. Would you pronounce that Weirton, Virginia, John?
Weirton? I don't know.
That was a track called Weirton. Peace of Mind. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Lowlander Band. And then again, before that was Dixie Lizard out of Dothan, Alabama. Track called Hawk, myspace.com/Dixie Lizard. And this is where we have that awkward pause in the show.
I was just thinking about what I did this weekend. Oh, I watched Hot Fuzz yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you know that movie?
I know of it.
It was pretty funny.
Hmm.
It was okay.
Oh, I watched Paris is Burning. Have you ever seen that that documentary? Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
I saw it when I was, I mean, it came out like 20 years ago, and so I saw it when I was really young. I guess I was like in my early 20s, basically. I remember it was one of the funnest experiences going to a movie in some ways because it was, you know, I don't know if you know what the documentary is about. It's about the whole, Paris is Burning is about this kind of interesting subculture in New York, in Harlem at the time, where it was like this kind of, basically the gay minority youth of Harlem would do these kind of balls where it was kind of these performances, competitions, in different categories, and it kind of stemmed out of kind of female impersonation stuff, but then it went off into more realistic stuff like looking like a New York executive, or one of my favorite ones, looking like Banshee Girl, which is like some girl who's like standing on the street corner talking about your man, talking shit, you know, that kind of thing. And these are like guys dressing as women being like, you know, fucking tough street chicks. And it's interesting how it formed into like there would be these teams and they were called houses, almost like, you know, they kind of follow the culture of fashion. It was like the House of Dior kind of thing, but it was called the House of LaBeija. LaBeija, she was the best one. She would go out there and she had the most crazy outfits. She would own it, and it was just amazing. But it's funny, when I first saw it, I remember being such a fun experience. There were some sad moments, but it was such a fun experience because it was really funny and really crazy. But this time, seeing it again, maybe because of my maturity, and it was just really, all the way through it, it was just so sad to me because here's this group of people. I mean, one guy said, it's like, you have three strikes against you. You're male, you're black, and then you're gay, and you're living in America. And here's these people who are obviously very poor. Their lives or their way of expressing themselves is in these balls kind of thing. And it is a fucked up world. And it was sad in that here's all this creativity and talent. And they were all aspiring to dreams that a lot of people aspire to, like fame and fortune and richness and want to be famous and those kind of things. And chances are just statistically, it was not going to happen.
Balls.
So one of my favorite, it's sad too, because one of my favorite people in the whole thing, the ugliest guy in the world, like total just ugly guy, but was the most amazing looking woman. It wasn't some outlandish kind of draggy kind of thing, way more sophisticated than that. But most of them were hustlers too, and she ended up getting killed. She was found strangled, and there was no way to, you know, find out who did it or anything. So, I mean, it's just kind of almost like third world country kind of life here in the United States, but in this weird twist to it. So that's what I saw this weekend.
Wow.
But it was weird how, I guess, the you know, seeing it 20 years later, more or less 20 years later, and not quite 20 years later, but almost, but it wasn't the same experience for me. I was crying throughout it, and even during, it wasn't even the sad parts. I just saw, I was like, here's these people struggling, and we all deserve so much better to not have to struggle so hard just to live life. You know, we've been so difficult in this world of ours just to live life. It shouldn't be so difficult. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, I heard it explained once, like, you know, life is an uphill battle. Like, everybody's walking uphill, but some people are walking uphill against the wind. And that's,
yeah,
you know, you can use that to describe any kind of oppressed group of people that's like, yeah, sure, we're all just trying to get by, but there are some people who the cards really are stacked against them.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I'm glad I didn't hang out with you this weekend.
No,
it sounds like a major drag.
I actually was no fun this weekend at all.
Well, maybe it'll be more fun this coming weekend. Are you going to come to Leisure Suite on Saturday?
Is it Saturday? I'll go.
We're now the last Saturday of every month.
Good. 107. Good to remember.
And we really have to like get the numbers out because we asked for more money. So we have to make sure it's like a big party every time.
Good. So. Okay. And I haven't been to Bar 107 in a while, actually. I was hanging out there. I haven't been there lately.
Yeah.
So, cool.
And I'm really jazzed for the September 16th Here fundraiser.
Yeah, why don't you share?
It's weird not having done it.
This month,
yeah. So, we have a great lineup. Erica Rose and the Dot Dot Dots. Skyscraper Frontier doing a solo acoustic thing. Daniel Person, who's awesome. And Chase Frank. And we're finishing off the night with the band Eject.
And how many bands is that?
That's five.
Great.
Yeah. So it'll be $1 a band and...
When it breaks down the $5 donation, the minimum $5 donation breaks down to $1 a band.
Yeah.
And it goes to killraider.org.
Yeah, and the bands are really enthusiastic about, bringing people out, and they're going to have, stuff, merch to sell, and I think it'll be a nice eclectic evening of, varying styles of music, and, raise a little money for the station.
Yeah.
Be good. And maybe we'll get this rug steam cleaned or something.
Yeah. That's next.
Am I up musically?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, this is an artist by the name of Matthew Cates. Matthew was actually a DJ here at Kill Radio until recently. He did the End of the World.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, myspace.com/MatthewCates, and I'm going to play a couple tracks. He's sent us this CD, a 13-track CD. We'll play a few songs from here. And, again, myspace.com/MatthewCates, K-A-T-E-S. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. And
what's happening there, John?
CD. It's not reading. Whoa!
It came out spinning.
Try that again. Yeah.
It's like a live one.
Reading. Yeah.
Scanning this is, your selection.
That's funny because this CD player has been pretty good thus far in playing everything we feed it. Oh, dearie. You're
going to try it off my laptop? I'm willing to stick it in there.
Whoa.
See, we know what it is.
Let me try the other deck.
I think it's the label.
I think it's the label. Try the other deck first. Okay. We'll see if that
magic
works.
Magic of radio.
The magic of radio. Of
well,
live
if you
radio.
Could call this radio.
Maybe killradio.org.
Maybe we're saying a little too much. The magic of this thing called internet radio at killradio.org.
Of radio. Nope.
All right.
Not reading.
I'm willing to try to my...
You're gonna put it in your computer?
Yeah, it's kind of scary, huh?
All right. This is going to be exciting.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is...
Put it in.
We're taking the CD and we're putting it in the computer. See if we can play it off the computer. It looked like a normal CD to me. Is it reading?
Not yet.
Is it spinning?
I hear it trying to grab onto it.
Yeah. Is it freaking out? Wait, it says, you inserted a blank CD.
It doesn't like it.
Matthew Case, did you submit a blank CD to
no,
Kill Radio?
I bet you. Let's try the...
Is that your revenge?
Let's go to this
MySpace page.
No, let's try this computer.
Okay.
I'm not going to give up.
Okay, but we could still play it from his MySpace page, possibly.
We could.
In a last-ditch effort. Okay, let's see if this computer can do it. This is exciting. This is on the fly.
It better be exciting.
Yeah.
I can see it trying. iTunes is trying to look at it.
Come on, iTunes.
Well, it wouldn't be iTunes' fault. It'd be more like...
Come on.
The computer hard drive's fault.
Non-streamer. You can do it.
Okay, the computer light on the drive that I put it in is not doing anything. It isn't showing up.
All right, go to his MySpace page.
No, we're going to try one other thing.
What are you doing now?
The other drive.
You're trying the other drive.
Dude.
It's amazing. No, you're great. It's fantastic. Should I bring up the MySpace page on your computer?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Let's see.
You know you don't have to do the www, right?
I like the www. I'm not ready to let it go.
Well, then I'm not willing to let go of the...
Underscore?
Yeah. Okay. This computer thinks it's a blank CD, too.
Okay, Matthew Cates. We're busting out.
But why would it think it's a... that's weird.
I don't know.
This is awesome radio.
Let's give this a shot.
See if this works.
Yes.
My band is the newest thing since sliced bread. My band is dead. I don't play no rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. I don't play rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. My band is like a going to school to learn how to ride a bike. Oh yeah, well, my band is like electronic funk, folk music junk. I don't play rock and roll, I don't play no rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. I don't play no rock and roll, I don't play no rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. My band is like big lighters and big pens. My band is like your grandma wearing Depends. My band is like the discovery of the electric light. It's on a key, on a kite. Oh, I don't play rock and roll. I don't play rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. I don't play no rock and roll. I don't play no rock and roll. No, I don't play no rock and roll. Rock and roll is stupid. Yeah, I know what you did. I know what you did. I don't play no rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. My band is like bong heads and a straight edge. My band is like Flintstone cigarettes. My band is like electric light in the middle of the night, so when it's all dark and you can't see shit. I don't play rock and roll. Oh, I don't play rock and roll. I do not play rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid. I do not play rock and roll. No, I don't play rock and roll. No, I do not play rock and roll, cause rock and roll is stupid.
Hear, hear.
I swear I've heard that song before, and I don't know if it's because it's maybe it's a remake of a song I'm supposed to know, or maybe we've played that before.
I don't know. It's pretty cool, but none of it is on this record that he sent us.
Maybe we have that CD.
Matthew Cates is Dead is the name of the record, so maybe he could resend that CD, because in fact it were blank.
You can go
to myspace.com/MatthewCates, get more information on this local artist.
And here's some other songs like we just did.
Yeah. Which was dope.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, and I got two more sets to go. Do you have any more sets of music?
Running out of time. I have one more CD to play.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to go right into it. This is a band called Human Missile out of Kentucky. They didn't tell us where in Kentucky they're from. They're from the whole state.
The great state.
The greatest of states, Kentucky. MySpace.com/self. Proclaimed Snads. Let me spell that for you. SELFPROCLAIMED.
Got that?
SNADZ. Self-proclaimed is easy, but Snads is SNADZ. Z is in zebra. This is a track called Speedway. This is Human Missile out of Kentucky on KillRadio.org's Here Here. Thank you. That was a fast set. That was the artist Hydra. It's just a demo track he sent to me. Didn't have a name on it or anything. I asked him, it comes up demo mix. Do you have a name for that? He goes, no, because no, I don't.
Hmm.
Awesome. But actually, it's a great sound. He's out of Maine. MySpace page is myspace.com/HydraOfficialSite. H-Y-D-R-A. I'm sorry, that's Hydra's official site, H-Y-D-R-A-S, official site, S-I-T-E. And then again before that was Human Missile out of Kentucky, myspace.com/selfproclaimedsnads, track called Speedway.
Shall we keep it going with some music?
Please.
So as to not run out of the time?
Yes.
So this comes to us from Dark Matter Propaganda, which is an interesting name for a label, or perhaps it's a PR firm. Again, the one sheet here. Dark Matter Industries. Bioengineering, genetic manipulation, neurolinguistic programming, psychopharmacology, remote viewing, scuba gear, and compact discs.
Oh, they're like Kill Radio.
Yeah. So they sent us this band called The Nemesis Theory. The name of the album is Hypnopedia. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. Sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Navigate.
Here, that was the Nemesis Theory from Seattle, Washington.
And I have relatives in town from Seattle, Washington that I was hanging out with this weekend.
Fascinating. MySpace.com/... Ooh, that sounded really shitty. I didn't mean it that way.
Fuck you,
no,
John.
Really, it's really fascinating that you have people visiting from out of town.
Not people, family.
That's funny.
They're not people.
I don't think of my relatives as human either. MySpace.com/The Nemesis Theory, and name of the album is Hypnopedia, and cool artwork on the front. So, yeah, there you go. That's it for me.
Yay, you can go now.
You can go now.
You can go now.
Hell, you have my permission. Shall I show you the door?
Yeah. No, the door is calling for you.
Don't let the door hit you on the ass on your way out.
I knew you were going to say something cliche like that. Don't, can't you come with something new?
Don't let the door...
Don't let the door sexually harass you on the way out.
Give you a reach around.
What is it with straight guys' fascination with the reach around? You never hear gay guys talking about reach around, but straight guys love talking about the reach around. So weird. You guys are weird.
I don't know. I'll have to ask my therapist about that.
Is your therapist a man?
No.
She won't understand what you're talking about at all. She'll try to... She'll try to reason about it, but as a woman, I don't think she can understand it. I think male sexuality is just too weird. Unless she knows so much about male sexuality and all the weirdness that she can come up with something. But
My guess is she's heard plenty of weirdness from people who aren't me.
But male sexuality is just bizarre.
Yes.
Ask me how I know. God. I've been on both sides of that equation.
How do you know?
It's fucking weird. I hear my straight guy friends talk about shit, and there's no difference when my gay friends talk about crap.
My straight guy friends freak me out, though. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm pretty conservative when it comes to, like, sex talk amongst friends. Because I have some, and this is, I don't know if it's a straight or a gay thing, because I don't really have a lot of gay friends. But like,
gee, I wonder why.
But like the guy friends that will just talk about like incredibly personal, graphic, sexual details of adventures that they may or may not have had recently, and
that they have allegedly had.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess that's just like a. I guess it's like a male bonding thing.
No, it's a competition thing. So much about male sexuality is about
competition thing.
Yeah, so much about male sexuality is about power. I know you wouldn't understand that because Shannon's the one with the sexual power in your relationship.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
Yeah, you just lay there.
I'm incredibly well endowed. I shouldn't have to do any other kind of work.
She should have to do all the work.
Exactly.
She's the one working it. So speaking of working it, remember when we had DJ Foundation played on the show?
Yes.
The day we also had Kosio Live, and and their label sent us. DJ Foundation is actually from Mosul, Iraq.
Yes.
They sent us a record.
And I played it at the wrong speed.
Because it had a hole like a regular record. Didn't have the big hole that you would say 45. It also had no labeling on it saying that it was at 45 RPM. So we played it at 33 and a third. And it sounded rad, but totally disturbing.
Yeah.
I remember hearing Kosio looking at them, and we're all there would be times we'd all like talk, and then we'd all just stop and kind of look over.
Because it was his song that had the sample of Sonny and Cher. I got you, baby. And it was I got you, baby.
But it was also sped up, so it then played itself at normal speed.
Right.
But also there was all these gunshots and firing and machine gun fire and bombs.
But it was all low. But
all different sounds. Yeah, and it just, I remember we'd all be talking blah, 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 and then also stop and look over at the record player going, God. And also, of course, since it was at 33 to 3rd, the song went on forever.
Yeah, it was like 8 minutes. So actually, now that I have a fresh mind, I should probably mention that Kill Radio is going to be doing a programming event soon that people who might haphazardly tune in the week of September 11th might not be aware that we're doing this.
The week of September 10th?
Well, yeah, September 10th through the 16th, all programming on Kill Radio is going to be focused on anti-war protest and the war in Iraq and 9/11.
Right. So
anyway, back to
I contacted the label and they sent me two tracks in MP3. I let them know that the record was stolen. We played it at the wrong.
It was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen because I can't find it. So I'm glad I got this song. They also sent it. So we got "I Shot You, Babe," which samples
that was the
I
one
got,
that we played. Yeah.
Yeah, which is samples "I Got You, Babe," and they sent another song called "Jihad," G-H-A-D, and they're really good. So here they are now, DJ Foundation out of Mosul, Iraq. His MySpace page is myspace.com/TheDJFoundation. Now, if you go to his MySpace page, I think it says that he makes these tracks with his dad. So
yeah.
Mosul's obviously a party town. So here we go. DJ Foundation, Mosul, Iraq, myspace.com/TheDJFoundation, killradio.org. Thank you.
hard to believe that we do have the possibility of that devolving to a civil war.
This is a worldwide war.
I believe that the violence is
there's a worldwide network that wants to defeat the United States.
That it is possible that Iraq could move towards civil war.
Jihad, DJ Jihad. Foundation.
That was awesome.
It was really good.
Yeah, I really like that last one. Jihad.
Out of Mosul, yeah. Iraq. That last track was called Jihad. That's the letter G and then H-A-D. Before that, we heard I Shot You, Babe. Again, DJ Foundation out of Mosul, Iraq. MySpace.com/TheDJFoundation. And should we thank all the bands?
Yeah. We got DJ Foundation, The Nemesis Theory, Hydra, Human Missile, Matthew Cates, Lowlander, Dixie Lizard, Slow Burning Car, Trio Formaggio. We had our interview with Metal Sanaz, The Western Civilization, Brian Van Meter, Voxan, and Poetry Child. And that was today's episode of Hear Here on killradio.org. Of course, always drop by myspace.com/hearhere. That's HEAR_HERE to get information on our latest episodes, latest Kill Radio benefit shows, and miscellanei.
Cooking tips. Recipes from John.
Of course, instructions on how to submit your music. If you haven't been played on Hear Here, then you may be one of the remaining few of world musicians who have not been played on this show.
And also go to our blog to see any past shows or this show. This show will be available for download later today, probably, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, John wrote a great blog on the joys of legal heterosexuality now that he's married, so that's really great. I really enjoyed that. It was great. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It was really cute. It was fun.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to say before I stop the recording?
Oh, no, I got nothing. You just completely lambasted me.
I beat you over the head with a verbal sledgehammer.
Yes. So anyway, we'll be back next
week. We'll be back next week in the normal time.
Also, we have a special guest next week. The band Die Rockers Die is going to be dropping by to share some new material with us.
Make him Blake bring his bullhorn.
And I think that'll be the last episode that we do on a Monday afternoon. We switch to Wednesdays.
Wednesday evenings.
In the evenings after
that's
that.
That's going to be
weird. So we'll see you next Monday then, August 27th, 2 o'clock.
Bye.
Same place, same time.
Bye.
Killradio.org.
Bye.